Extension 101.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll free. You can take control of the show. That is 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And it is the Saturday night edition. That means that we're here for a bonus hour tonight. We do a three-hour show on Saturday nights from 7 until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And, of course, just like every night during the week, you can literally take control of the show. Maybe it's a personal problem that you've got on your mind. An issue with the spouse, the significant other, the kids, whatever. We love giving you our opinions on that kind of stuff, if you want it. Otherwise, maybe a political issue is what's on your mind. You can bring anything up at 1-800-259-9231. If you don't, that means we get to control the show. We get to bring up the things that are on our minds tonight. And we got, as usual, just all sorts of good stuff to talk about this evening. But you need to also join us online at freetalklive.com, where you will find that we've got archives. The last 6 days' worth of the show are fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. In fact, if you look closely, you'll see there's a link that'll take you all the way back to the last few months' worth of the show, thanks to the good people over at downloadradio.org for that. All of it is free. It costs you nothing. All that we're asking you to do is go vote for the show. We ask you basically once a month. I realize we've asked several times so far this month, but we need you to go once a month and go to vote.freetalklive.com. And you are making a difference.
Absolutely. We're number 3 right now.
And we were number 4 last night. And we were number 9 or 10 two nights before that.
But some kind of weird coup has occurred on Podcast Alley.
Yeah.
It looks like, strangely, that... Well,
the tech show's no longer number 1.
The tech show isn't number 1 anymore, and like, that doesn't make any sense. Well, they're number 2, and the number 1 show is a show that hasn't been on the hasn't done an episode since April.
Yeah, they
the big seminar live.
They came out of nowhere and
cheated.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's weird. They must have had a seminar and asked all their seminar people to go and vote for the...
It must have been part of the seminar. Well, everybody's going to go and vote.
Yeah. That had to have been it, because if you look, their overall vote count is 20 higher than their current month vote count.
Yeah.
So in the past 2 months prior to this month, they had a total of 20 votes.
And they weren't on the top 10 list last night.
Right. And now within 2 days, they've gotten to number 1. So I wish I knew their secret.
Within this hour.
I wish I... No, they were working on it last night. But I wish I knew their secrets, because... We're totally legitimately number 3. I mean, everybody, people that listen to the show have actually gone and voted for us. Anyway, we appreciate if you do it at vote.freetalklive.com. It makes
a big
difference.
Well, we're 90 votes behind them.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're still within striking distance. I mean, it's going to take a little bit, but we can get there. Absolutely. So go to vote.freetalklive.com. All right, so we're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time tonight. We got a lot to do, a lot to talk about. And from time to time, I like to highlight a few fun posts from our bulletin board system at freetalklive.com. We've got over 500 users interacting there, and there's just all from
and
time 18, to time
18,000 posts.
Yeah, over 18,000 posts.
Yeah,
and now there's always something interesting popping up there. This one from Sherlock. He says, "Manwich's hypocrisy is good for the show." It really is. It allows Ian the opportunity to restate the libertarian and pro-liberty views. And God bless you, Manwich, for sacrificing your pride and reputation for the good of the show and to educate the listeners.
Wait! I'm not the principled libertarian that Ian is. I don't claim that. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, to me, it's an extremist point of view, and it doesn't make much sense.
He says, "Morality is subjective and can change on a whim, especially over time. Centuries, millennia. I'm not sure when it will ever be moral to give a 2-year-old a BJ." And this certainly won't make him popular for writing this, but he suggests that it is possible for that to become moral. "Just because it's not acceptable today doesn't mean it never will be. And this gets into human behavior, which few understand, but study your history and look at the difference between now and then. Look what the Romans found acceptable in their bathhouses with minors. And if you think that we're more civilized today, that we're moving in the right direction than the way things were in the past, well, who says? And what are you judging this by? How will things be 2,000 years from now? We're moving a direction, but who's to say that it's in the right or wrong way? Now, what he's commenting on is something that we were getting into, I guess it was a couple nights ago on the show, and you were suggesting that, I guess what we were talking about at first was just the age of consent and whether
We were talking about the stripper, the mom hiring the stripper
right.
for the underage boy's
birthday
party.
And he was a teenage boy. I don't want to make it sound like he was 8 years old. But either way, Sherlock's point is, and it was it's sort of a reflection of what I was suggesting, is how can you tell that family what the right thing to do is? And how could you possibly suggest that you know what's right and they don't?
Well, I think the point that I made was, is it okay for a mom to hire their 17-year-old son a hooker? And you said yes. And I said, well, how about their 12-year-old son a hooker? And you said, yes.
Yes.
And I said, what about hiring a woman to give their 2-year-old toddler a BJ? Is that okay?
It's
and
not
then you
okay
change
with
the
me.
Subject.
Well, it's no, okay, because it's not okay with me. I don't think that that's right at all. That's just disturbing and bizarre. But I'm not going to be somebody who's going to rally around to try and throw that woman in jail as a result of that. It's her family, and odds are, if that's the kind of stuff that's going on in her family, that's the tip of the iceberg, my friend. Anyway, let's get back to Sherlock. Sherlock says, religion tries to have a monopoly on morality because they're the only group willing to put it on paper. But it won't work. It doesn't work because morals change. Write the Bible in pencil and have a large eraser handy. Religion condoned slavery at one time because slaves weren't God's people. Religion condoned not giving women voting rights because God was male and his only child was male. Morals change with the tide because what is acceptable tends to change. Views and beliefs change, and to base a law on ideas that are always in flux is just a waste of time, money, rights, and a billion other things that we don't need to be wasting. To me, the idea of liberty is to give power to the people. It's not anarchy, although I am an anarchist. It's just a transition from monarchy-oligarchy to self-rule. We can rule ourselves. We can make laws for ourselves. Most families will ban giving oral sex to 2-year-olds. The ones that won't, how many do you think federal or state law will stop? I mean, really, if a mother is hiring a hooker to give her 2-year-old a BJ, the odds are very slim that, A, anyone's ever going to know beyond mom and the hooker. And even if somebody else does find out about it, again, I don't want my tax dollars being spent on prosecuting this person. I don't want to have to pony up for the $45,000 a year it's going to take to put her in jail. Look, I feel bad for the kid, but there's plenty of kids out there with rotten, lousy parents, and not all of them are sexually perverted or disturbed. Some of them beat their kids, and some of them beat their dogs, and that's their lives and their problems. If you've got a problem with the way some parents are raising their kids, don't associate with them. You have the freedom to not associate with people in this country.
I'm sorry, a woman who's hiring, if this is actually, and if this is one of these crazy cases that I brought up,
mm-hmm.
So it's probably never...
From the disturbed mind of Manwich.
It's probably never going to happen. But if this was happening, that woman is abusing that child, okay? And if that woman's abusing that child, she needs to go to jail. That's it.
But what if I don't want to pay to put her in jail? You're going to force me for that?
I absolutely am. That's the rule
of
law.
How dare you?
How dare you? Nothing.
Why don't you just ostracize her? Why can't you do it the voluntary way?
I'm going to make her pay you back, though. How's that, buddy? She's going to have to work in prison to pay her room and board while she's in prison, and she's going to have to work to pay back all the court costs.
You know, that's another good question, because I normally am someone who supports restitution, and I am, actually. I support it 100%, the idea that someone who you've offended should be paid back. But in this case, the victim's 2 years old. How are you to determine, you know, what an appropriate amount of restitution is? How are you to determine what the long-term consequences and the value of those consequences would be, if any? I mean, the kid's two. I could even remember it. We'll come back with more. This is your show. What do you think? 1-800-259-9231. Should we lock her up, or should we just ostracize her and stop doing business with her and stop talking with her? 800-259-9231. It is your show. Free Talk Live. Take control.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try No BO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. No BO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NO-BO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with No BO. That's no-bo.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
It was a human tragedy and a legal dispute that rocked the nation that could have been avoided with a simple living will. Something for you to think about and do something about. A living will can be yours as part of the Master Estate Kit for only $39.95. Simple directions show you how to complete a living will that guarantees your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible illness or injury. Valid nationwide and fully guaranteed, the Master Estate Kit also includes a legal will kit and power of attorney kit that covers both financial and health care needs. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-810-1234. To order your living will kit, the complimentary will kit, and the power of attorney kit, pay only $39.95 plus shipping for the complete master estate kit. Call 1-800-810-1234. That's 1-800-810-1234.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. We're here, the Saturday night edition. Here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, you can call them toll-free at 888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can visit them online at freestateproject.org. Again, that is freestateproject.org. Now then, we were talking about this fictitious
sick situation that Manwich had brought up. And I don't know if there's... I just have a few more comments on it, I guess. It originated last night when we were discussing the woman who... I think it was last night. Either 2 nights ago or last night. The woman who hired a stripper for her son's... teenage son's birthday party. And no, the kid wasn't turning 18. So it was her teenage son and his teenage buddies as well.
Right.
That were privy to seeing a stripper.
That would be the problem, by the way.
The problem what now?
Yeah, that's probably where it all leaked out, was the buddies.
Probably right. Yeah, they probably told mom and dad about it, and one of the parents probably
brother and sister, and then the brother and sister, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, those teenagers kind of have loose lips.
Yeah, they got big mouths.
Well, they ruined all their fun for themselves because now the woman is, I don't know, I guess she's facing charges for it. Yeah, contributing to the delinquency of a minor. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And it's her kid. It is her son. And if she wants to hire a stripper and he wants to sit there and watch it, I don't see who's being harmed by that. Our caller last night suggested that, well, it's implicit. The kids are being forced to stay there. The
it
kids
is
are
implicit. I mean,
the kids are forced by society to stay at the birthday party. Now, that is just total bunk.
No, it's not. That's really how it is.
What are you talking about?
How much
of a wimp were you as a kid? I mean, if you didn't want to do something, wouldn't you just leave a place if you didn't want to participate?
Absolutely.
These people aren't gelatinous masses. They have the ability to think for themselves.
They have the ability to think for themselves and the ability to make the decisions, but they would really, really be kind of stuck there.
Mm-hmm. Well, why? There's a front door. You can leave. You could object. You could
say, peer pressure, my friend.
You could. Well, maybe it's just the fact that teenage boys like the idea of having a stripper perform for them.
I'm not saying that they don't.
Okay,
I'm saying that they're basically, they have to, though.
You don't think that, I suppose it could have been a surprise. Yeah, it might have been a surprise. Otherwise, I'm sure they would have known in advance and would have been able to avoid it. If it made them uncomfortable.
They certainly would.
So then we got into this crazy suggestion by you that, well, what if the woman had hired a hooker to pleasure her 2-year-old? And totally absurd to suggest that might happen, but I suppose it is possible that
well,
it could happen.
Anything is possible.
And someone might say something about it and the woman could get in trouble for it. You say a woman like that, a sick, twisted woman like that, should be put in jail.
Yes.
And I say that she should just be ostracized. Because if you put her in jail, that just means her kid's going to go to foster care. And then the foster parents are probably going to molest the kid.
Why are you saying foster parents are going to molest kids?
That it happens all the time.
It does happen all the time, but that doesn't mean foster parents always molest kids.
I didn't say they always
did. That's a terrible thing to say about foster parents.
It's likely that they would.
Likely?
Yes.
No. What is likely? 1% of foster parents molest kids? Is that likely?
I don't know. I hear lots about it. I hear lots of people saying things.
I don't.
These are people that get into foster parenting for the check. There's a lot of people
some
that do it for that.
Some don't.
Yeah.
Lots don't. Most don't.
I mean, it's not much of a check, but some people, that's what, you know, they get into it and they lock their kids in the closet, you know, the foster kids in the closet and collect the check every month.
Yeah.
So I just think that if the word got out around the neighborhood, around the city or the town that she lived in, that she was doing this to her 2-year-old, that I think that, you know, I believe that businesses should be able to turn away whomever they'd like.
Absolutely.
So if word got around that she was like this, and she tried to go down to the Quickie Mart and buy herself a Slurpee, and the owner said, oh, I know you.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard about you.
Aren't you going to try some stereotypical Indian accent?
I actually avoided that on purpose. And he could refuse to sell her the Slurpee.
Well, you know, Indians... They don't have such a bad gig in America. I mean, the worst, any stereotype that we have about them, well, they're hardworking. That's not a terrible stereotype.
Yeah, no. I think they do a great service people.
Some people are less than nice to them, and that's certainly not good.
Well, that's because they're jerks. Yeah. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. This is your show, and you can take control. It's John in Canada. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuel. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Excellent.
Good. I'm going to throw a bomb just coming at this at a totally different place, but...
Whoa, you got to slow down, John. We're from Florida. You have to remember.
Okay, I'll try. Keep that in mind. But
it sounded like you said you were throwing a bomb. I don't know. What did you just say?
Minnesota bomb.
Not a real bomb. But, you know, many speculate, in the United States particularly, that there may be a semi-intelligent, secret global conspiracy manipulating America's ability to defend yourself from...
Sounds like total quackery to me, John.
Yeah, totally. And... You know, from my perspective, that's not what stops Americans from speaking out publicly to defend America judiciously or indivisibly, let's say.
Obviously not. There are a bunch of people that are on the radio, on our network, as a matter of fact, that talk about those conspiracies. You'd think that if there really was a conspiracy, it'd be in their best interest to silence them.
Yeah, but that's not all. My main point is this, is that Bush supporters will often argue that America must forego the protections enshrined within the Bill of Rights to better go after the enemy forces. And by doing that, you're giving up on the universal principle of judicial action through intelligent reason, namely by following the actual crime scene leads at real murder scenes to nab the for sure evildoers. So the example for 9/11 is the FBI's official position, and it was reported on by ABC News, and you can get the information yourself on the internet. But their official position is that General Mahmoud Ahmad funded the terrorist atrocity we know so very little of called 9/11, or you guys probably know quite a bit of it.
Okay.
That's the position of the FBI. They're not being left-wing or anti-Bush. They're just saying, this is the guy who funded the terrorist act,
right?
And he's not arrested. He's Bush's business partner, and he's at the White House September 9th, 2001, working with the White House on an invasion of Afghanistan strategy. Now,
really?
Yeah, and this is the problem with our suffering and tyranny itself, is that people who support Bush will say, well, you know, the Sheikh Mahmoud, I forgot the other guy, Sheikh Mahmoud Abbas? Well, all those guys. You know, they grab all this evidence outside of the crime scene. You go back to the crime scene and you go, well, look, here's the guy who funded it. And, you know, what's going on? There's something wrong with the system.
You're telling me, let me make sure I understand what you're saying, John. You're telling me that the FBI actually named somebody who funded 9/11, and you're claiming that he actually spends time with George Bush?
Well, he did. He was at the White House September 9th through the Terrorist Act, and then Bush asked him to go to the Taliban and let them know. And this was, let me tell you this part, and then I'll tell you.
Now, wait, I thought you weren't a conspiracy theorist, John. Because it sounds awful conspiratorial.
Well, that's the thing, is that it's not. It's the actual, like, it's an official FBI report. Like, that's the thing, is it's not. I'm going by just the crime scene leak. What do we know from the crime scene? So this guy, and this isn't a theory either. This was publicly reported on in the New York Times or whatever. Bush asked General Mahmoud Ahmad to go to the Taliban and let them know that not a single shred of evidence will be brought against Bin Laden, knowing that as Muslim fundamentalists, they're forbidden by their religion to persecute a person that they understand to only be innocent, because you would be going against jihad.
I guess I'm trying to understand the point. John, hang on. I want to find out what the point of all this is. 800-259-9231, because as we've said before here on this show, it doesn't really matter who was behind 9/11. What matters is what's happened since. We'll come back with that. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog, toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Heard it over and over again. It's not if a catastrophic event will occur, but when. When are all of our resources, the things we take for granted, going to be pulled out from under us? When this happens, we're going to have to take care of ourselves and our loved ones with the only resources we already have. Don't wait for when. It's important to act now. And Ready Reserve Foods has everything you need as your survival supply headquarters. Call 877-817-9829 and start preparing today for you and your family. Ready Reserve Foods has a one-year meal program that can feed an entire family of four for 365 days for as little as 59 cents per meal. Joyce cooked up a meal for the office and it tasted delicious. Ready Reserve Foods has everything for survival, from kits to shortwave radios, storage containers to non-hybrid garden seeds, and so much more. Literally everything you you need for survival. Don't wait for when, act now. Call for your free catalog, toll free, 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. It's better to be a year too early than a day too late.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can bring up anything. Political issue, personal problem, even pop culture. 1-800-259-9231. We also have an email address. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. And speaking of freetalklive.com, you should go and check it out because we've got a bunch of cool stuff on there. And it's all free on the house, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. We have got a brand new submission to the Shrine. I will be adding her at some point this weekend, and once that happens...
Hop to it. I don't understand what takes you so long to put these things on.
There are certain technical things going on behind the scenes that are prohibiting it, okay, for the moment.
You dirty, dirty man.
Anyway, so the new Shriner will be added at some point this weekend, and then once that happens, we'll send you an update. Now, the updates list is, of course, totally free, just like everything else at freetalklive.com. You just sign up, and then whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, it'll come straight to your email box. There you go, freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones and back to the fun. We're talking to John in Canada. Now, John, you're talking about the 9/11 attacks.
Right.
And you're telling us that there's some official FBI report that names one of the guys who was behind it.
The principal funder. Followed a wire transfer that Muhammad Atta received.
And
General Mahmoud Ahmad sent Muhammad Atta $100,000.
Now, apparently this general had actually been at the White House not too long before. And you say at the White House, and I assume that means he was meeting with the president, or was he just touring the White House?
No, he was meeting with different individuals. Uh-huh. I can't remember. Porter Goss is one of the guys. The CIA guy. He's Mahmoud Ahmad's guy.
You also mentioned that you're not a fan of conspiracy theories, and nor am I necessarily, but we don't mind looking at them. Now,
Now
a lot of the kooky conspiracy shows have a lot of documented evidence. I mean, I've seen documented evidence that some of the so-called hijackers actually weren't really hijackers at all, and they're really still alive somewhere, for instance.
Right.
I mean, so there's been all kinds of documented news reports that just nobody focuses on and nobody looks at. And it's all very, very interesting. But I guess my question for you, John, is what's the point of all this?
Well, the point is if Bush uses the position to say he's sacrificing America's sons and daughters for freedom, and you can't have freedom without justice. The idea of people spending a lot of time looking at the theories, instead they should be not you two individuals. I have a different position on those who host radio programs, but I think it's American males, for example. They should be taking a stand, calling every single radio program there is, and demanding this individual be at least arrested.
I mean, calling radio programs is not going to do anything to get the President of the United States arrested.
No. Well, General Mahmoud Ahmad's your first guy. You've got to get this guy arrested. If it's the FBI's official position and you want to protect your freedom and you want to go after those who murder American citizens for financial profit, this is the
first... Why hasn't the FBI arrested him, then?
Well, it's fear. People, you know, censorship is a tool of tyranny, and fascists fear intelligence. Now, a lot of people who are fascists, they don't think they're fascists.
Right.
No, they're just scared of really intelligent people embarrassing them, knowing so much more than they do, I guess. Like, I can't figure it out. Like, I look at it and I say, well, like, here's an example. Jimmy Kuleshki at MSNBC News, a great guy. Somebody from Condoleezza Rice's office contacted him and sent him top secret presidential directive documents outlining the strategy to invade Afghanistan.
Uh-huh.
And these are dated September 9th.
Hmm.
So this is 2 days prior to 9/11. He's in his final stages of getting this war against the world underway.
You know, this all sounds very conspiratorial, John.
Yeah, but this is the thing, is that, again, it's the evidence. He has the actual presidential directive document.
I guess what I'm trying to put, my point to you, John, is you may have all these reams of evidence,
right,
but it doesn't matter how many talk radio shows you call, the FBI is not going to bring this guy up on charges if they haven't done it in the past 3 years. And, you know, making a loud noise about it in talk radio is not going to do anything.
Well, if you say that to the people who had loved ones die in that terrorist attack, they beg to differ. But my main point...
But nothing's happening, John.
Well,
you're asking the FBI to, to do something against the Bush administration?
No, not going to happen. No, I'm asking... No, but they are doing their job. I mean, they're facing the same sort of
situation. They sit around and eat donuts all day, John.
Well,
come on.
Some of them, maybe. But here's my main point. My main point is that even though Jim Mikulski was strong enough as an American to take that position and report on the facts and tell America, look, this plan exists. I have the documents right here. He contacted the White House. The White House confessed that they were legitimate because they're presidential directive documents, and they confessed that it was fully implemented.
Right.
Mikulski is the only guy I'm aware of in the entire corporate news industry that covered that story.
And he's a major, that's mainstream, right? MSNBC. He's a reporter for them?
Oh, yeah, he's one of their biggest
Well, there
fans.
You go. He covered the story, and it went over like a rock off a cliff. Nothing happened.
Right. So how do you protect your freedom as an American if American males, for example, aren't brave enough to speak out for their rights to be heard on
it? Well, we're doing it here on Free Talk Live, and you're on the phones.
Oh, you guys.
You're not American, though.
This is one of the best programs probably in the world. Where you
well, thank you.
Free talk? That's excellent. That's what America needs.
I agree with you, John.
Pardon me?
I agree with you. I mean, it's hopefully it's not too little too late. We're hoping to, you know, get on as many radio station affiliates as possible and spread this message. But not necessarily the message of what really happened. What
right.
we're here spreading is just the message of liberty, just the principles of freedom.
Exactly, exactly. Right. And like those who profess to be big Bush backers, they don't want open line communication. They don't want you to know it's going to cost, you know, $3 trillion to privatize your Social Security. Just to begin. You know, like that's a discussion that all Americans should be aware of, or you know, because there is no legitimate reason outside of being victimized.
The biggest thing we're fighting against, I think, in America is probably apathy.
Yeah.
People just, if they don't, first of all, they don't know what's going on. Ignorance and apathy,
yeah.
I would say. Most Americans don't even know what's being done to them. And then those of them that do, it's like pulling teeth to try and get them to stand up and do something about it.
And they're so busy, too. I mean, like
well, that's
said,
the other reason why they're so ignorant, because they're not paying attention.
Yeah, they're working three jobs, like Bush said. It's very American for Americans to work three full-time, or, you know.
No, it's only American because we're being taxed to death. That's the only reason why people have to work so much.
That, too. You know, there's all kinds of easy ways to fix this world. And you guys are on the right path there.
Well, I think that Free Talk Live is probably one of the easiest solutions for getting more liberty back in our lifetimes. I mean, all you have to do is call your local talk stations and tell them you want to hear the show. I mean, if we could be Michael Savage is the number three show. I just checked the stats before.
He is the number three, yeah.
He's the number three most popular talk show in the world.
He displaced Dr. Laura.
Not in the world, but in America.
America.
And he is our number one competitor.
Yeah.
We're going after Michael Savage. If we could get this message out on as many stations as he has, that could be a serious paradigm shift for some people in America. I'm not saying it's going to change the country, but it could help change some people.
And he's just a hate-filled bigot.
Yeah, well, and the bigots will feed off of that. They want the reassurance that he gives them that there's nothing more complicated in this world but to support faithfully Bush as your leader without question,
right.
without thought, and without evidence to form your own conclusions. You know,
yeah, it's
very much of what Bush has professed to be the guilty parties.
John,
always on a faith initiative. You never provided the evidence to form your own conclusion. So it's like you're worshiping Bush instead of the Constitution.
It's really bizarre. It really is. It's a cult of personality, kind of Hollywoodish, Hollywood-esque star worshiping that we have going on for our politicians. We should be keeping an eye on our politicians and distrusting every word that comes out of their mouth.
Absolutely. We should have the TSA standing in front of the, in Washington, D.C., make them all go through there and get little tests and get them poked and prodded.
Yep.
John, great call. We appreciate it. Appreciate it as always. Call us again sometime, man. Thanks. 800-259-9231. We got drug war stuff on the way, and your calls as well. Whatever's on your mind. What do you think that we could do to wake America up, to break this cycle of apathy and ignorance that we have in this country? This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
How come every time you need to fill up your tank, you discover gas prices have gone up again? It's not only frustrating, but it's costing you big bucks at the pump. Is there hope in sight? Well, the solution is here. It's time for System 48 Plus. System 48 Plus has been proven to not only save you gas by up to 5 miles per gallon guaranteed, but System 48 Plus has also been shown to increase engine performance, compression, and horsepower with one easy application to the oil of your car's engine. It works great with regular or synthetic oils, and even has the strength for a heavy-duty diesel engine. System 48 Plus cleans the engine while it then sticks to the engine's internal components to prevent metal-to-metal wear and friction on your engine, saving you trips to the pump and to the auto repair center. The way this product performs, you'd expect to pay over $100. But order today and you'll receive System 48 Plus for only $24.95 plus shipping and handling. Save your sanity and your money by calling and ordering your System 48 Plus today for only $24.95 by calling toll-free 866-305-0064. That's toll-free 866-305-0064. Or visit system48.net.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is your show. You can take control toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Anything goes. Political issue, personal problem, even pop culture. It is the Saturday night edition. That means we're here live till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And join us online at freetalklive.com. You can also, we've got a bunch of free stuff on there. We're kind of playing around with a little social networking over at a website called MySpace. And we've set up our own account. You can go check it out at myspace.freetalklive.com. We've got listeners who are kind of adding us to their friends list.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just this networking
now,
website. It's interesting.
Then people can look at their, like, people would supposedly look at their list and then see our site, and
yeah,
they'd go there and they'd look at then our list, that kind of thing?
Exactly. Exactly. Huh. And they could learn about the show as well, and I put instructions up as to, you know, how to call your local talk stations and how to vote for the show and all that good stuff. So it's kind of just a little, I guess it's a little outreach opportunity, and if you are on MySpace, you can go check it out at myspace.freetalklive.com.
I'm disturbed by it.
You're easily disturbed. All right, so we were talking a few moments ago about the apathy and the ignorance of the American people, and I guess I just kind of want to explore this a little bit more, because I think it's really one of the foremost problems with our country today. And I think it's been generated by this government education system, first off. I think that's where it comes from. I think that the tax burden that we have is a major contributor to it, in that people are so darn busy just trying to pay the bills, they don't have time to pay attention to what's going on in Washington, D.C., let alone what's happening down the street from them. Now, I think that, again, you've got this government education system that has basically been brainwashing people over the years. You know, whether it was a conspiracy to dumb people down, or that's just how it ends up working out because it's just central control. I mean, we know that the Communist Manifesto, in one of their 10 planks, is government control of education.
Right.
Full central control of education. And that's what we have today. So that's kind of an argument for the idea that there are people that are moving this education system in a certain direction. But either way, the fact exists that kids that are coming out of government education systems can barely even read and write. And they certainly don't have, yes, some of them, and they certainly don't have critical thinking skills. You've seen, you were looking at a test from like the early 20th century that sixth graders had to take that today's 12th graders would be able to possibly score an F on, like a high F.
Right.
I've seen some very similar quiz before. And it's just amazing the amount of information that kids had, the education that kids had back 100 years ago compared to what they have today.
It is. It's really amazing.
And I think that one of the big differences between today and 100 years ago is 100 years ago, all education was local. There was no federal government agency issuing diktats about curriculum or standards, or any of this garbage that the Department of Education does. So I think that that is factor number one in why Americans are the way they are today. And I think that as a result of that, people just come out of the system kind of clueless, kind of just stumbling around, and they, you know,
and
stumble
they're taught all along not to question the government on any issue.
Is that what they're taught?
I believe that they're, you know, not taught.
I mean, we did
authority.
Learn about the Boston Tea Party. Yeah, they did kind of talk about a little bit of revolutionary.
They don't tell you why
stuff.
It is that they, that it was
really
a tax on like a 1.5% tax.
No, they certainly don't put it into any perspective. That's for sure. So you've got these kids coming out of high school, and they just kind of are bumbling around trying to find themselves, because when you get out of high school, you don't know what you're doing with your life.
No.
And so then they tell you, well, go to college, and then you'll find out what you want to do with your life. Then you can have direction. Now, if anybody didn't see it, I highly recommend you go and seek it out. Penn & Teller's episode from this past week was all about college and all about how it's just total BS. Just the whole game, it's just a big game. And spending 4 years in an institution, spending $20,000 a year for the privilege of going there so you can hang around a bunch of other kids and get wasted every night. That's $60,000 to $80,000 you could have used for a down payment on a house. I mean, that's going to get you a foothold in the world unlike any college education possibly could. Now, I'll be fair, if you want to be a doctor, you want to be a lawyer, you have to go to higher education for that.
Yeah.
But most of these kids, a lot of these kids are coming out. Engineering. A lot of these kids are coming. I don't even know about engineering. There might.
Whoa.
I'm sure there are technical schools that are.
I suppose like technical schools could probably
like there could be engineering. If we had a free market, there could be like engineering specific schools.
You could definitely do it via correspondence. But I learn best in a classroom environment.
Right. Well, there are some legitimate reasons to go to school, but to go for a master's degree in cello, playing the cello is not going to do much for you. For your future, and it's only going to impoverish you to the tune of $60,000.
Yeah,
that is not a debt that I would like to have. Thank goodness I don't. 2 years was enough for me. I went to the community college, and that was a waste of time as it is.
Community colleges are significantly cheaper.
Yes,
you know, if you are going to go to university, it seems to me that community colleges make more sense for that first 2 years, because my experience was at a university is. You don't see too darn many professors anyway, and the classes are humongous, and nobody cares,
and everybody's just getting wasted.
Yeah, and you can get wasted with your friends at the community college if that's
absolutely
what you want to get wasted. I recommend don't go to school, just get wasted. If in fact you are going to get wasted,
right? So you've got these people just kind of stumbling around in their lives, and then they kind of stumble into a job, or they get into a career, and accidentally knock up somebody, or get pregnant, and then you end up with this kid, which is an extra financial burden. So you've got all these financial burdens going on. Just trying to keep the power on is the number one issue for a lot of Americans.
True.
Politics? That is far, far away from their minds. More coming back. Your show, Free Talk Live. Take control.
Did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals, and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder True Ott, PhD, is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals in food that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Longs, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We're still inside hour number one, but we're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. The live Saturday night edition. You can take control. 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And again, here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Join us online at freetalklive.com and check out the live streaming we've got there. Broadband listeners, you can tune in. Dial-up users, you can tune in. They're both free. Two completely separate streams, both on the house at freetalklive.com. So be sure you go and check that out. Talking about the apathy and the ignorance of Americans today. And again, just to recap, I think that government education is a major contributor to it. The tax level that we have in this country, the insane levels of taxation that we have, which when you do the calculation, it comes up to about 50%. After the income tax and all the sales taxes and the gas taxes and the tax on your power and your cell phone and your cable bill and your tax on breathing, all these taxes that they have out there, it all adds up to a huge chunk of your income.
One thing, though, I think that's a little misleading about that 50% number, mm-hmm. is that... that takes everybody from every income bracket, and you know, whittles them down to 50%. It's for some, for lower income brackets, for instance, there's I don't know, the highest income bracket is like 39% or something like that, lowest 14.
Okay.
I mean, there's a big difference between somebody who's making $15,000 a year and the amount they get taxed versus somebody who's making $600,000 a year.
I understand that, man, but nonetheless, the burden is still there, because even if your burden is 30% after all the taxes...
I don't think it gets down to 30, because with all the other taxes included...
What do you think the low end is, then?
Yeah, 35%
if you're poor. Okay, that's for poor people, right? Like, poor people are getting taxed to the tune of 35%. Well, if you're only making $20,000 a year and you're losing one-third of that to taxes, that makes a bigger difference to you if you're poor than it does if you're making $100,000 a year and losing 50% of it into taxes. Do you see what I mean?
I do. I'd like to be clear that taxes are not just on the things that one pays for. Taxes are on the things that that one is buying also.
Yes, everything
for instance,
you buy.
If I'm renting, if I'm renting out a house and I pay tremendous taxes for that house, those taxes are going to be reflected in the rent that my renter is going to have to pay.
Certainly,
because that's just the way it has to be. So.
And even here in the state of Florida, we don't have a sales tax per se on food items. So you can go to the store and you can buy a gallon of milk and there's no tax, so-called, on
food that you have to prepare, unprepared food.
But you're paying the taxes of the milk company.
Mm-hmm.
Every single penny of taxes that they pay, the taxes on their power, their electric bill, their cable bill,
right.
All of their taxes.
Don't think corporate taxes don't get passed on to the consumer, because they have to. Otherwise, there wouldn't be a corporation.
Every cent of it does. So you've got this huge tax burden. You've got these people that are so burdened with, they have a lack of education. They're tremendously burdened by this government. And they are clueless. And the only way to wake them up is to put the message in front of their faces and in front of their ears as often as possible. And I think that now is the time to do it. I can see, and this is, you know, me predicting the future here, which is worth about a hill of beans, but here it is. I can see a bit of a libertarian upswing in mass media.
It seems, I believe you're going to see that
too. You got John Stossel. He's an anchor at 2020. That's a big deal. That's big libertarian in a big position. Penn and Teller, award-winning cable television series. Free Talk Live, kind of like the radio version of those shows. All this iconoclasm, these destroyers of long-held ideas and beliefs getting into mainstream media. And not to say that we're mainstream, but we're getting more popular, and it's thanks to you voting for the show at vote.freetalklive.com. Hour 2 is on the way.